Today from the Ohio Newsroom, crisis care for people using psychedelics.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. As more research booms around the potential benefits of psychedelic drugs to treat conditions like depression and PTSD, the unsupervised use of some hallucinogens is on the rise. That's why Ohio State University is launching a new program to prepare first responders to address the adverse effects of these drugs. Alan Davis is the leader of the new Psychedelic Emergency Acute and Continuing Education Program, or the PEACE program. Hello, Alan.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So why is Ohio State developing this sort of training right now? How are these drugs being used any differently than, say, a decade ago?
Well, we've been doing clinical trials here at Ohio State for about 4 years now, testing psychedelic medicine in the context of treatment for mental health conditions. And as part of this work, what we're noticing as more of these studies are being completed and the media is reporting on these really positive outcomes from these studies, that we're also seeing at the same time an increase in the number of people who are trying to access psychedelics without having clinical approval, without there being federal regulations around accessibility of these medical treatments. And so what they're doing is they're turning to recreational use, they're trying to find these substances on the black market, and unfortunately that's leading to some challenges.
Gotcha. So what have you heard from healthcare workers about responding to these kinds of emergencies today? How common are they?
Well, you know, it's certainly not the primary thing that's showing up in these emergency settings, but what we do know is that more and more folks are showing up because they're having things like panic or anxiety, or they're having really distressing experiences with a hallucinogen. And when they show up to these settings, you know, if the providers or the individuals they're interacting with are not knowledgeable or prepared, they might start to triage that as things like a psychotic episode or other challenges that aren't really relevant, that in the way in which they're interacting with folks might need to be different in order to triage them appropriately.
Yeah, and let's talk about some of those strategies. So this program is one of the first of its kind in the country. How will Ohio's first responders, psychiatrists, nurses leave better prepared to help people under the influence of psychedelics?
We're actually creating a two-step training series, which will include didactic learning content. You know, we want to make sure that people are informed and educated about what psychedelics are. And then we're also going to be engaging in three more role-play-based and case study-based presentations to try to equip people with more real-world knowledge about how they can actually go about helping folks if they're in distress.
The so-called magic mushrooms are illegal in Ohio and a Schedule I controlled substance. But like you mentioned, there's also this growing messaging from researchers about the potential therapeutic benefits. So how does that tension between one side calling them dangerous and another calling them medicinal impact how these drugs are used in Ohio?
In the right context, with the right support, people can have really profound, and even therapeutic experiences. But when these are done in settings where it's uncontrolled, where people aren't prepared, where they don't have the right type of knowledge to understand what might come up during these experiences, that's when we see that some people start to have challenges. It's unfortunate that because they're illegal, we don't have a lot of education out there for folks.
That's Alan Davis. He's the director of the Center for Psychedelic Drug Research and Education at Ohio State University. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.